We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Michigan came into the game 10-1. Nobody gave them much chance to beat the Ohio State Buckeyes, yet they get a 42-27 win and earn an opportunity to go to Indianapolis to compete for a Big Ten championship. Brian Bush and I are going to break this down. We're going to have Coach Harbaugh. We're going to have players. We're going to have everything that you want to hear from the Michigan locker room about what happened today here on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
I've never been more proud of a group of kids and a coaching staff in my entire life than I am of this 2021 version of the Michigan Wolverines. After a devastating campaign last year, Jim, where they weren't even competitive, and to turn it around, what they've done, going to the Big Ten championship game, my heart is bursting with pride.
Once again, here's John Jansen.
Michigan 42, the Ohio State Buckeyes 27. A great win for Michigan. And to break it down, I'm going to bring in my partner, Brian Bush. Mr. Bush?
Mr. Jansen. Oh, gosh, that was amazing. Wolverines, what a performance. I got to ask, John, before we get really into the weeds in this game, as that clock was expiring, that last stop before the kneel downs, what's going through your mind?
Oh, my goodness. I'm having flashbacks to the moments that had happened before in this stadium. Flashbacks I had of being a player and what that felt like. It's really hard to put into words, and to know that these players who have gone through so much and have been obviously, you know, maligned in the media, and Jim Harbaugh and his coaching staff, and to, you know, stay the course, to be able to finish this regular season 11-1 with a win like they had, it's an unbelievable feeling. And to look around while you're on the field, because I was right in the middle of it at the 50-yard line while everybody was just rushing the field, and the sea of maize and blue, the fans that have, you know, stuck with everything that has gone on. It's been a tough road to hoe simply because we've had to listen to so much crap over the years going on about the Michigan and Ohio State rivalry and everything that's going on. And this is one game, and I understand that, but it is a sweet moment, and it is so well-deserved by these players, by this coaching staff, by Ward Manuel and everybody in the administration.
You mentioned the atmosphere, and this place was rocking. Ohio State committed 10 penalties. Half of them were false starts, and you could directly attribute those to this environment. It was awesome. This place brought it.
It did. And again, hats off to the fans. It was cold out there for the fans. I was here at 6 in the morning, and there were more people here getting ready to tailgate and start a day of college football, not knowing what was going to happen at the end, anticipating and hoping they knew what was going to happen. But the payoff of years of coming up short in this game, coming up short in the Big Ten, it's just a great moment for everybody, and the fans were amazing from the start to the finish. They were in it, and it was just an outstanding environment.
Hassan Haskins, let's start with him on the offensive side. He is going to be, when we think about this rivalry in 5 years, in 25 years, in 100 years, and I know you're still going to be probably here at the Big House in 100 years.
Oh, yeah.
You may never leave after this one. We're going to be talking about that performance, Hassan Haskins. You were a part of one of those with Tim Biakabutuka in 1995. What did he and this offensive lineman do to truly become immortal?
Well, it was a great job by the offensive line because they were – and this is something that Dan and Jim and I have talked about for a number of years, and we've seen it throughout the course of the majority of this year, where when the offensive line comes off the ball and it's flat back and hat speed and they deliver a blow, and you can watch, if you're looking right down the line of scrimmage, the defensive lines, their headgear snap back. That's what this offensive line did all day long. They were determined. And then when you have an offensive line that blocks like that, and you put a running back like Hassan Haskins behind an offensive line like that, and with how hard he runs and the determination, and let's not forget the fact that he has tremendous ball security, you have confidence when you start to get into the fourth quarter and you're trying to salt the clock away, you're trying to get first downs. It was an outstanding performance by the offensive line, Hassan Haskins. And I will say this as well, Mike Sanrastil and the receivers did a great job of blocking on the edges as well.
John, Michigan threw it four times in the second half. They scored 28 points and they threw it four times. Conversely, Ohio State put up 14 points and they threw it 28. That is a remarkable performance. It's playing the way you wanted to play against these guys.
Well, it is. And, this isn't the this is a more traditional way of playing, and everybody kept saying, you can't beat Ohio State like this. You can't play with the big boys like this. And today, and all season long, and hats off to Josh Gattis for sticking with the game plan, for knowing what's worked, and knowing your team better than anybody else, and knowing that if you continue to run the football, if it's tough in Wisconsin, you're only getting 2 yards, that you keep pounding away because it's going to pay off. And tonight, the perfect game plan. We had talked about it all week long. And in the pregame, you got to be able to possess the ball and keep that offense off the field because, there were times where those receivers almost felt like they were almost unstoppable. And that's how good they are with three of them to be able to possess the ball, pick up first downs, hand the ball off in the weather that you're playing with in November. It was an absolute thing of beauty.
And let's go to the defensive side. There were so many guys who made impact plays in this ball game, but Aiden Hutchinson led the charge today. He led the charge this season. He led the charge leading into the season for the last 365 days. And, man, Fox got a shot of him right after things wrapped up, and tears started to flow. He put so much into this season, and, boy, to see it come through the way that it did for a true Michigan man, a Michigan family. Man, what a moment.
What a great moment for a great kid. Yep. And obviously these are all team wins, but to watch what he did to that offensive line, watched what he did on a down-in, down-out basis to those offensive tackles. And there were times where, you know, he's getting everybody lined up. And that's what you expect from seniors. That's what you expect from captains. And when you have performances like that from your leaders on your team, especially your captains, that's why this team has successful. That's why they, when you lose to Michigan State and you feel like the whole world is against you again, when you can rely on those things, that's what pulls you out, that's what pulls you through, and that's what gets you to this point.
Coach Harbaugh has been through a lot. You alluded to it a little bit ago. And for him to, I mean, he retooled, he readjusted. He was not too proud to make changes to how he did things, to how he operated, to his staff. Now, that doesn't guarantee a darn thing, but he kept his nose to the grindstone. He got the job done, and this team was never going to compete for real prizes until they beat Ohio State. And here they are. They're going to compete for the biggest prize in the Big Ten because they beat Ohio State.
Yeah, and, you know, we've said this time and time again, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Yep. And until Ohio State got knocked off, it was Ohio State's league. Now Michigan has a chance in this moment in time to make it their league. And it's a great opportunity for these kids. It's a great opportunity for the fans. When you talk about Jim Harbaugh and you talk about his tenure so far here at Michigan, you look back 3 years ago and he said, you know what, we need to change something offensively. So he brings in Josh Gattis. That was a tough decision for him to make because he gave up a lot of the play calling. He gave up a lot of the decision making on the offensive side of things. And that was a moment you look back on and you say, okay, that's a tough decision that you expect leaders to have to be able to make. And then after the season's over last year, he goes and retools the defense, brings in Mike McDonald and the entire coaching staff that they have there. He also looks, and you know, I know Ron Bellamy is on defense, but he originally brought him in on offense, Mike Hart on offense. It's just he's been able to step away and look and say, what does my program need? And this is the payoff when you're willing to make those adjustments and those sacrifices.
All right, we'll reset with John here in a little bit, but this was an incredible experience. I'm sure by now you've seen the videos, the pictures. Maybe you were one of the many experiencing the storming of the field at the Big House after the Wolverines defeated Ohio State. So this is the final call from Jim and Dan, getting an opportunity to call a victory for Michigan over Ohio State, and then the ensuing discussion with a couple of interviews sprinkled in with Brad Hawkins and David Ojabo.
They go victory formation. McNamara to a knee. Ohio State has one timeout left. They're not going to use it. 48 seconds to go, and it's going to end right here. 42-27. Michigan will defeat Ohio State and head to Indianapolis for a Big Ten title.
Wow, wow, wow. I've never been more proud of a group of kids and a coaching staff in my entire life than I am of this 2021 version of the Michigan Wolverines. After a devastating campaign last year, Jim, where they weren't even competitive, and to turn it around, what they've done, going to the Big Ten championship game, my heart is bursting with pride to be a part of this Michigan program.
With a star of the game, Doug Karsh on the sideline.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to a lot of guys down here. And I'm going to start with Brad Hawkins, who's really emotional. You talk a little bit about what this win means to you.
Man, this win means a whole lot to me, man. Like, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to play with this team and, you know, be a part of this team. And, you know, since I decided to come back, I knew, you know, this team was special. And, you know, this 2020, this defined us. This defined the 2021 Michigan football team, man. I'm just so grateful and so proud and just happy.
Can you talk about the feeling when you got the stop on 4th and 18 and you knew you guys had done it?
Man, I just wanted to just hug my brothers, man, hug my coaches and just, you know, just gather everybody together and just tell everybody that I love them. And, you know, we went out here and we fought today. You know, we played hard. You know, we rallied together and we just dominated, man.
You had a long hug with your defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald. What did you guys talk about in that moment?
Man, he told me he loved me, and I told him I love him back, man. He told me we did it, You know, we knew we was going to do it. We've been grinding all week. We've been working on this all week. And, you know, it came to life, man. And I'm just so blessed and, you know, so grateful for this moment.
And I'm sure you love Hassan Haskins as well.
Yes, that's my guy. Hassan, he played a hell of a game today. You know, he battled, you know, and the whole offense, you know, the whole team, special teams, everybody, you know, it's just been an honor, man. And, you know, I'm just so blessed to be part of this 2021 Michigan football team.
Brad, go celebrate with your teammates.
Thank you.
Brad Hawkins, guys. And I'm just going to go find him players.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks. We're going to take it back up here. We'll take it back up here. This is worth an extra little bit of pregame, postgame. I only know this, Dan Dierdorf. Over 1969, 53 years ago, Michigan beat an Ohio State team that was considered unbeatable. And this Michigan team came into this game as an underdog. And they beat Ohio State. You and I were there for that one in 69.
Yes, sir.
And we're here for this one today. May be the luckiest broadcasters on the planet who work for the University of Michigan and this great university and this great football program.
You know, you mentioned it earlier. You've been up in this booth before when Michigan has beaten Ohio State. I have not, and it has been a long time, and I'm overwhelmed.
God bless you. Down on the sideline, Doug Karsh, you're in the midst of an absolute mosh pit.
It's crazy.
What's going on?
I have David Ajabo. David, you're just sitting here soaking this all in. What's going through your mind right now?
I mean, I did it for my parents, man. You know, it's been a long time coming, and everything's just come full circle, man.
What about the job you guys did up front? Aiden all day, and then you at the end with a huge sack.
I mean, man, that's what we've been doing all year, man. Just like I said, life comes full circle, man, and we finished, man. We did it.
What about the job? Take us through that third down sack to set up the fourth and 18.
I mean, it's all about get off, man. I've been testing these tackles all game. Aiden got his. Man, I got a good get off, and I did my thing, man.
What can you say about the guys in the middle, Hinton and Mozzie Smith, that don't get all the press you guys do, but they got the job done?
They're monsters. They do what they do.
And what about the offensive line being able to pound out the game on the ground?
I mean, man, they carried us this game, and we complimented them, man. But big shout out to them.
David Ajabo, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Doug. David Ajabo, a young man who was born in Nigeria, then moved and grew up in Scotland and made his way to the University of Michigan and now has become a player on the cusp of winning a Big Ten championship, one of the great pass rushers in the country. He had a huge sack today. Aiden Hutchinson had 3 sacks today. Defensively, Brad Hawkins with 9 tackles, 7 of them solos. DJ Moore, 9 tackles, 5 solos. DJ Turner, 8 tackles, 7 of them solos. And, of course, Hassan Haskins with 169 yards rushing, a career day. And I don't like to bring up the names of greats of the past, but this is a performance of Hassan's that will be mentioned in the same breath with Chimanga Biakabatuka, because it came on the big stage against the biggest rival, and Hassan stepped up, as did Hutchinson, as did Ajabo, as did Cade McNamara.
Oh, no question. And Jim, you know, Michigan, unfortunately, had some guys who spent 4 and 5 years here and never beat Ohio State, because Ohio State has been on this incredible run. And I'm just so happy that the Aiden Hutchinsons that made a commitment to come back and really not be afraid to say, I came back to beat Ohio State. And the drills they do, the beat Ohio State drills. We got back to making this game the most important game of the year. And I'm telling you, this is a football team now that has etched their name onto the trophy of great Michigan teams of all time. This was one hell of an accomplishment.
It was indeed. And the picture here in Ann Arbor, if you can imagine at home, think about it. The entire field is covered by human bodies. They are standing up, dancing, jumping. They are enjoying this moment, this victory over Ohio State. The players haven't made it off the field yet. They're in the middle of that crowd somewhere.
I don't even know where they are.
It's hard to tell. because this is complete and utter joy by the Michigan faithful. Wolverine Nation is enjoying this as much as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And the floor of Michigan Stadium, this grand old lady has seen great victories in the past, but this one will go down as one of the best. And the crowd that's here, most of them have left their seats and joined everybody on the field to congratulate this Michigan football team on a huge victory over Ohio State.
Jim, we're too old for it to matter this much.
Oh, no, we aren't.
But why does
I'm
it?
I'm sorry.
Why
we
does
are not
it?
Too old. It
I mean,
because we it's in our DNA. We live and breathe what Michigan stands for, what this football program gave to us as 18-year-olds, and we want to see it succeed and the kids in the program to succeed. And that's why it means so much to all of us.
Well, it means a lot to me, I can tell you that.
I am so delighted for you.
Yes.
Because you have said on a number of occasions, I just want to be to Ohio State. I've never been there for that other than as a player.
Yeah, right.
And here you are now as a broadcaster. And
well, I know one thing.
I am so happy for you to have this experience in your football life.
Yeah.
I know this one's going to rank up there in one of your top five.
I know one thing. This picture of this scene, folks, if you will see the pictures, but it's unbelievable. And this is going on my wall, where I will look at it fondly every day for the rest of my life. What a moment. What a moment this is. God, I was tired of getting my ass kicked by Ohio State. How's that for some expert analysis?
Hey.
Hey, I'm stuck down here on the field.
No, the most
and that made me laugh out loud.
The most important thing, Dan, you know where that came from? Your heart.
But what are they going to do, fire you?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Too late.
Too late. We're on our way out the door. And what a way to go out, huh? Man, this is good.
I'm never going to get off the field.
No, Doug, you, hey. Doug, you're going wherever they go. You're just going to – you're in a river of people.
I just got shoved into somebody.
Well,
and
well,
they turned around and looked at me like I was rude. I'm like,
well,
hey,
yeah, literally.
A whole 111,000 people are down here.
Well, there's got to be 25,000 on the field. And I mean, literally, there are people in the middle of that dug in that scrum that you just can't turn around.
Well,
it is people celebrating a Michigan victory over Ohio State
with
42-27.
With Jim and I retiring, and this our last game at Michigan Stadium, we're going to be selfish here and tell you that one of the great things for us is we've got all our family and friends here, and we can't move in the radio booth either because all of our best friends and family are here. And how could it be any more perfect?
I think
how could it be any more perfect?
It can be. I mean, we're violating all the fire marshal rules.
We don't
care. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I don't care either. We got all the family here. It's great to have your daughters here, my nieces and nephews, it just doesn't get any better than this, because to celebrate this with your friends and family, Dan, and to be a part of this victory, like I said, we are blessed that 53 years after we upset them in 69, we're here to witness this as broadcasters. I can't get over how grateful I am to be in this position.
We'll bring it back out and reset. This was the end of the broadcast in terms of the in-game broadcast. We then caught up a little bit more with Jim and Dan, along with John Jansen, during the beginning portion of the post-game show. Here's more from Jim, Dan, and John. You hear all the great clips of Bob Ufer and Frank Beckman and all these great moments in this rivalry. The thing that was missing was a call by Jim Brandstatter on play-by-play and Dan Dierdorf on color, and it's going to live forever. This is it for you guys. But those calls, that Haskins touchdown run, the final stop, those will live forever.
Well, thank you, Brian. That's nice of you to say. I just didn't think, I wasn't sure this would ever happen. And now that it has, I'm just going to soak this up. And I'm going to tell you before this evening is over, this isn't all I'm going to soak up.
And I will tell him he ain't going to be alone in soaking that stuff up. Hey, let's real quickly go to the locker room and mention John Jansen, who's one of our partners. And John is as passionate a Michigan guy as anybody. John's in the locker room. And, John, I want to ask you a question. Dan and I are sitting up here just giddy, talking about how much this means, that we're two old guys, and yet we're absolutely bursting with pride. Maybe you can tell us why that is, because I know in your heart you have the same kind of feeling about this victory and how it occurred.
It's an unbelievable feeling, and it's, I mean, you guys can see from where you're sitting what is going on down on the field. I was in that mess, and it's an absolutely beautiful mess. It was, I don't know when Doug Karsh is going to get up here because he's lost in the crowd, but to have a moment like this and a season like this and you know, everything coming into the year where everybody kept saying it's just Michigan's not enough, they just can't get it done. This, for these guys, is the most exciting part, to watch them celebrate on the sidelines, to watch them come into the locker room and high-five and hug and kiss and cry. And it's just, it is unbelievable.
Yes. If you don't think that John doesn't feel it, you can hear it in his voice, can't you, Dan?
Well, you know, it just, you know, the criticism has been so intense on everyone involved with the Michigan program, and especially Jim Harbaugh.
Yep.
And a lot of it unfair because it didn't give enough credit. It's like it was Michigan's failure instead of, you know, in reality what was happening is Ohio State has been on a historic run. I mean, you got to give them credit. They have fielded, you know, the number one recruiting class in the Big Ten every year for the last 10 years and on and on and on. And there's been a lot of piling on over the last number of years, and you know what? I'm going to be anxious to see what Paul Feinbaum has to say about this.
That, Paul.
Well,
in your SEC pipe and
smoke it. Well, I mean, you know, find fault with what Jim Harbaugh did today. If you can find something.
Dan, all year.
Yeah.
I mean, this team was picked to probably finish fourth or fifth in the Big Ten East.
Right.
They're going to Indianapolis. They have beaten the number two team in the country. And I might add, the 42-27 final, that's no fluke, folks.
Well,
that is a butt whooping.
You know, the guy that a lot of people thought maybe he ought to get fired is the Big Ten Coach of the Year, in my estimation.
I agree.
Well, and
how's
guys,
that for a turnaround?
Yeah, and you think about, I mean, we talked about this in the preseason or the pregame, the legacy that you guys have and the memories you have from that 69 season. I've got them from 97. Now these kids have a moment that I think all Michigan fans are going to look back on and remember where they were watching this game, what it was like on the field, and it's just, it's unbelievable for these kids because we're going to be talking about Aiden Hutchinson and the three sacks. We're going to be talking about Hassan Haskins. There's so much that when we get a chance to look back at this game that we're going to soak in and take in. And the fact of the matter is, like, this is great. And I don't want to be the downer, but there's still work to be done. And there's a great trip that awaits all of us to Indianapolis.
Well, we've never been to the Big Ten Championship game. And nobody can keep us from going there now. I've done a lot of games in Lucas Oil Stadium. It's a wonderful venue, and I'm very much looking forward to watching Michigan play either Wisconsin or Iowa. But I'm reveling in the moment here, John. That mm-hmm. I'm just trying for a minute to put myself, and I know how he'll handle it. He'll handle it the way Jim Harbaugh always handles things. But you can't tell me that somewhere deep down inside of him, there's not just the best feeling in the world about what this team just accomplished. This was a man who reinvented himself, and the coaching job he did this year to me has just been over the moon.
And I think part of it, too, has been when Jim Harbaugh in the offseason, he looked at himself. He did some self-scouting, and he said, we need to do this. He hires Mike Hart. He gets Ron Bellamy. He goes to
Baltimore brings in Mike McDonald, who brings in new guys to be the defensive coordinator or the defensive staff. And this team not only changed from the players' perspective and an attitude, but it changed from the administration. And everybody got on the same page. And this team, other than the hiccup against Michigan State, did everything right. Down against Nebraska, down against Penn State, they were able to fight back. As Jim likes to say, they never flinch. They didn't. And they came back and won. And here against Ohio State, they took the lead and they never let Ohio State get back in it. They literally took control and they said, we are the dominant team here. Never let Ohio State get back in it.
If there's any positive that came out of the loss at Michigan State, was don't tell me that every single player on the Michigan team didn't think, oh, wait a minute, we've been here before. We had a 16-point lead against Michigan State, and we blew it. And guess what? They did not play like a team that was going to blow it when they got the lead here today. What did they do? They kept going down the field and scoring touchdowns.
Awesome stuff. You hear it, the emotion, what it means to those three and so many others. It was a wonderful sight. Today's broadcast and today's podcast is brought to you by the experts at University of Michigan Health. There's a difference between an answer and a Michigan answer. To learn more about Michigan's best hospital, visit MichiganAnswers.com. Let's get into our interviews. And first up, it's head coach Jim Harbaugh.
I don't even know where to start, but your feelings for this team, your thoughts about this team after the game.
Well, just tremendous, tremendous preparation and effort, play after play after play. I mean, it was intensity, doing their job, forgetting about the last play, going to the next play with the same intensity. I mean, up and down the roster again. I mean, guys making plays, doing their job. Yeah, really, I mean, proud as heck. And as I told the guys in the locker room, I truly believe it's just the beginning.
Well, it is the beginning, and it's an opportunity to extend your season. But let's talk about some of those players. Let's start with Aiden Hutchinson. Sets the single-season sack record, three of those tonight. Your thoughts on his performance?
Dominant, truly dominant performance by Aiden Hutchinson. David Ajabo as well, and a lot of other guys. Josh Ross had a heck of a game as well. We played really good up front. But, you know, you're talking Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, one of those guys is just the ones. One of the ones that just lifted this team on their back all season, and we're not where we are without Aiden Hutchinson. He's the most. It's gonna be a battle between Hassan Haskins and Aiden Hutchinson for the MVP of this team. But I truly believe Aiden should be in the Heisman conversation. It was just truly dominant.
And let's talk about Hassan Haskins. By the way, I agree with you. He should be in the Heisman conversation. But Hassan Haskins has carried the load, especially when Blake went down for a couple of games. Donovan was out, and it was Hassan Haskins that you guys have really relied upon.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the offensive line was coming off the ball, and Hassan Haskins has any kind of room. I mean, his physicality, his vision, you know, the kind of back that he is incredible. You know, there's times where, you know, I kind of thought they saw a ghost, and it wasn't a ghost. It was number 25, Hassan Haskins.
And let's switch back to the defense, since we're just going to hop around. The secondary, the performance that they had on three very good receivers today. You know, not any explosive plays. They just seemed to do a tremendous job.
Sure did. We knew they were going to make plays, and we were going to get discouraged when they did. You know, we figured our offense would answer back, but the amount of stops that our defense got today was huge. Vince Gray made some great plays on the ball, so did DJ Turner. You know, Dax Hill, Brad Hawkins, some of the young safeties, Rod Moore, and I mentioned Brad and RJ Moten in particular.
And then let's just talk about next week. You guys have earned the right to extend the season. It's a trip to Indianapolis for a Big Ten championship.
Yeah, as I said to the team earlier, I mean, you know, what's it going to feel like when you win this game? It truly feels like the beginning.
Well, Coach, obviously we're proud of the team, proud of you, happy for all of you guys, and congratulations.
Thank you. There's a lot of joy in Ann Arbor tonight.
Yes, there will be. Yes. We'll see you around. Thanks, Coach.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
To the players now, and first up, Mr. Five Touchdowns himself, Hassan Haskins.
Hassan, first of all, the feeling in this locker room after this win.
Man, the feeling was amazing. You know, everybody was happy and just honored to have this win, finally. You know, it's been a long time coming. We finally did it, so that feeling was amazing. I ain't gonna lie, so.
There's been a lot of talk that Michigan's best players need to make their biggest plays and have their best games in November. Do you feel like a whole bunch of you did that today?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I feel like the whole team came out and executed. And everybody did their job, you know, and came out with the W, so I can't complain.
I want to bring up something. The last two Ohio State games under Ryan Day, Ohio State scored 66 points out of the halftime locker room. Today, out of the halftime locker room, you guys scored a touchdown every possession of the second half. What was said at halftime?
Just keep it going. You know, don't take our foot off the pedal, you know. So we just continue doing that and just – score every time we any chance we get, so you know.
Can you talk a little bit about the job the offensive line did for you today?
I think every single one of them online, you know, that if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have these touchdowns, these yards, so I bow my head to them, you know.
The first touchdown you guys scored, to score on the opening drive, how important was that?
We always want to set the tone, you know. That score was a blessing, amazing, you know. So that's definitely a good feeling to score first, you know. So,
Coach Harbaugh walks past. I feel like that touchdown was scored as much last week. You had Donovan in the backfield, and you fake a throw to him, and the whole Ohio State defense goes there after his 10-catch performance, and then AJ's kind of got a walk-in touchdown. Great, great play design, great play call. What'd you see there?
Like you said, it was a great, great play call by Coach Gattis. You know, he always been calling great plays this whole season. And, you know, it was just a walking touchdown, like you said. So, blessings, you know.
When Ohio State took the lead in the first half, you guys responded right away. Did you call on experiences from this season to not cave under pressure, just get down the field and score when you needed to respond?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, all season we had adversity, you know, being down in games and stuff like that. So, we just kept our heads low and we just did our job, you know.
And how about the first drive of the second half? You guys go right down the field. Blake gets involved. Blake had two big runs. It's got to be fun for you guys in the background because everybody in the backfield because everybody's contributing.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Like I said, everybody did their job. You know, every single running back that played today, just everybody that's on that field, the 11 man that's on that field did their job. So it's, you know, it's amazing, amazing feeling.
All right, get to the end of the game. One of the best feelings is when you guys have a one-score lead, and basically it was the Hassan Haskins drive, H2 down the field all the way. Talk about that drive because it was 5-6 plays, all you resulted in a touchdown.
Yeah, man, it's – I don't even – I got to get credit to my own line, you know, of course, you feel me? So I don't even know what to say, but –
Well, before that drive, I heard Andrew Vastarta say to the rest of the offensive line, everybody do your job, except do it with violence.
Most definitely. They always say that, you know, every single game and practice, all that. So they give it, they all, every single play, you know. So they giving it, they all, I got to give it my all, you know. So
final thing, talk about your defense holding them to 27 points.
The defense was amazing today, you know. That was Everybody did their job. All 11 men that was on that field, you know, I'm proud of them most definitely, because they definitely helped out the offense, you know, so it's a blessing.
Final thing, you got one more game to play, Big Ten Championship, right back to work, right?
Most definitely, you know, we're ready for it. We're going to prepare, get rested, you know, we're ready to go.
Hassan Haskins, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There's Hassan Haskins. Now let's talk to the quarterback for the Wolverines, leading the charge all season long. Here's Cade McNamara with Doug.
Cade, overall, your feeling in this locker room, this big team win?
Yeah, it's nothing but joy. I mean, these guys, we've put in so much work. We've put in so much time and so much thought into beating these dudes. And, you know, I'm just couldn't be more honored to be a part of such a great team and, you know, and just truly an honor to be a part of this day.
Game starts, it's snowing, and you guys go right down the field, and you score a touchdown where you fake a throw to Donovan Edwards, and the entire Ohio State defense thinks it's going to him, and then a little sneaky handoff to A.J. Henning on the reverse with a wet football on a snowy day, probably tougher than people realize, but take us through that play.
That is a play, it originally was called Husker. That's how long we've been practicing that play, ever since Nebraska, and we've been waiting to call that play for the right moment, and I couldn't have think of any better moment than to call that play.
They actually take the lead in the first half. They're up 10-7. You guys get the ball back, and this team, it feels like you guys have learned how to respond. That drive included a 4th-and-1 conversion, and then you hit Cornelius Johnson down the sideline. What did you see there?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier in the week that, you know, it's going to take us responding. It's going to, you know, there's going to be adversity throughout the game, and you know, me and CJ we've been looking to find each other for a long time on a deep ball, and you know, I'm just happy that he was able to, you know, create some separation, and I was given some time just to, you know, give him a good enough chance for him to catch it.
That led to a Hassan Haskins touchdown. You have 14-13 in the half. Now, the last two Michigan-Ohio State games, they've scored 66 second-half points. You guys come out, you don't get stopped in the second half. A touchdown every drive until you got to kneel it. But that first drive of the second half, you got Blake Corum going, 13-yard run, and then the big 54-yarder. Did you see that hole open up for him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, they had a couple guys going out there, you know, playing force, and you know, we were playing downhill. The O-line was just extremely dominant today. And, you know, their performance was, you know, what led to us having success on offense. And, you know, we were able to get up to the second level. And, you know, Blake was able to hit the hole, and we were off and running.
You go up 2 scores there. The next time you get the ball, J.J. completes a pass to Roman Wilson. You guys run the flea flicker. It felt like you were like, okay, we need to keep scoring, and emptied the playbook.
Yeah, I mean, we knew we had a lot of juice in this game plan and a lot of plays that we've been practicing for a really long time. And, you know, if we're going to call them, this is going to be the game. And I'm just, you know, super proud of the dudes that we were able to execute them.
Okay, there was a bit of a brawl down there, and you guys scored a touchdown. And I actually saw you and one of the officials kind of moving you away from them. Did you kind of get in the middle of that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, not just me, but the rest of these dudes care about, you know, beating these dudes so much. And, you know, we hate Ohio State, and you know, I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, have my teammates back no matter what.
You get the ball back with 5 minutes to go. You have one of those drives that a few first downs can do it. It turned into the Hassan Haskins show, but talk about that drive and his effort.
Yeah, I mean, H2 has done that all year in the O-line. You know, we've put an emphasis on our run game, and I think, you know, the farther and farther we go, the more dominant we get.
I was down on the field, and I heard Andrew Vastarta say, everyone do your job, but do it with violence, right before that drive, and the offensive line was great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've had a drill called Beat Ohio Drill since the beginning of spring ball, and it took a Beat Ohio Drill kind of finish, and we did it.
Final thing, what's the feeling like taking a knee in the big house to beat Ohio State?
You know, it's a surreal feeling. You know, with the snow falling, the crowd rushing the field, and the rest of my teammates joining me on the field, it's truly a moment I'll never forget.
Finally, one more game to go.
One more, but we're not done yet.
That's right. Thanks for your time, Kate.
Yep, appreciate it.
We wrap things up fittingly with a man who put this program on his back from a mentality standpoint, from a work standpoint, and through 12 games from a production standpoint, Aiden Hutchinson.
Aiden, first of all, congratulations, and tell me about how you feel. This is why you came back.
You said it. This is why I came back. I can't even describe the emotions I'm feeling right now. I'm just trying to soak it all in. this is something that me and all the seniors came back for. What are you going to do to beat Ohio State? That's our mantra. And we put in that work, as you can see, and we came out there fearless and you know, really dominated them.
I saw your dad, when he was introduced, walk across the field. Your parents walk across the field, and your dad had tears in his eyes. What does it mean to you to have him by your side this whole ride and helping you through this?
Man, it is he's been so good to me, you know, just as a father, as a coach, you know, helping me with football. You know, it really is so cool, you know, that you're telling me this, that, you know, I can't wait to see him. I haven't seen him yet. I saw everyone else in my family, but I don't know where he went after the game.
All right, their first drive, they get down the field, you're up 7-0, and you get a sack that leads to a field goal. Take us through that play.
Yeah, just trusting my rush plan, something that I was scheming up all week, executed, got the sack, you know, and then started celebrating.
You held them to field goals in the first half, and I heard you say to the defense before you went up the tunnel, great half, let's keep doing our thing in the red zone. Was that the plan to, hey, make them go the length of the field and take a bunch of plays to do it?
100%. You know, we knew they were going to hit explosives. That's an explosive offense, and they did, but, you know, what we did well is our red zone defense bowing up, and I think they kicked two field goals. And, you know, I'm just so proud of our guys. In that first half, we were playing lights out.
Yeah, what about the halftime locker room? Because Michigan against Ohio State has had problems coming out of the halftime locker room, but this time your offense didn't get stopped in the second half, and your defense got the stop it needed.
Right, yeah, we came out 3-and-out on defense, something so critical. Jay Ross made a play on that third down, and then offense goes down and just bullying them. I mean, running the ball all over them. They couldn't. That defense couldn't stop our offense, and I, you know, we're just playing complimentary football. That's why we won the game.
You mentioned Jay Ross's stop. Offense scores. They get the ball back. You're up a score, 21-13, and you get another sack to stop a drive for them. What'd you see there?
Yeah, again, just trusting my rush plan, doing what, you know, I was coached to do, and doing what I was practicing all week.
You got to give them a ton of credit. They converted a lot of do-or-die plays. Was it getting discouraging at all?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, 3rd and 20 converted. All those fourth downs that they were converting, it was a little bit frustrating. But, you know, we kept coming back. The offense kept scoring and, you know, ended up working out.
All right, talk about the job the offense did to bleed the clock at the end of the game, all on the ground.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what our offense is. We're ground and pound, but we can also throw that rock. But when we got to run, we can run now. And, you know, I was just sitting there with Ojabo, just watching that clock tick down, watching the, you know, the end of this game was coming. And I'm like, man, they are really running that clock out. And as defense guys, you love that, you know.
Okay, final thing. You guys are on the field. Your final stop, Ojabo gets a huge sack to set him up at 4th and forever. What did you see on that play?
I honestly didn't even know. I was so dog-tired. I was just trying to get through all those four downs because I was just so darn tired. You know, it was so many emotions in that game that it's hard with a rivalry that big and what's on the line. You know, I had some trouble containing. I was crying a little bit in that fourth quarter before the game was even over because I knew, I could just feel it in everybody that we were going to win this ball game.
Final thing about your defensive line, the two guys in the middle, Mozzie Smith and Chris Hinton, they don't get the pub that you guys get. It's kind of like they do the dirty work.
Yeah, that's right. They're absolute dogs in there, and they showed it. They showed it today. I heard they only had 64 rushing yards. So, I mean, that's a testament to, you know, our D tackles, our linebacker fits, our dominance on the edge. So, really everything.
Well, they'd only given up 2 sacks in a game maximum all year, and you had 3. So, nice job.
Hey, I'll take it.
Aiden Hutchinson, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a start for this ball club. They want to go for the championship. They've been very open about that, and they have that chance next week. I don't think there's any chance of a letdown or of this team losing focus. They have embraced the environments they've been in. They have celebrated in a short stretch, and then they've gotten right back to work, and I'd expect nothing less here.
No, and this is only a Big Ten East championship,
yep.
And that doesn't really account for much. When you look at what is still ahead and the work that still needs to be done, I mean, there's 3 more games that they need to play, and the first is in Indianapolis. They've got to go take care of business. If it's Wisconsin, you know what? It's really hard to beat a team 2 times, and Wisconsin is playing much better. They found a running back that's a 1,000-yard back. They just seem to pull them out of thin air. Their offensive line is playing better. Defensively, they're still that Jim Leonard coach defense that has been, you know, good all year long and for a number of years. And then you look at if it's Iowa, who's the other option depending on what happens this afternoon. Again, a very good defense and an offense that's playing better after they made a decision to change the quarterback. So there's still a ton of work to be done, and they've only got 7 days to get it done.
Last thing for you, John. You beat Ohio State three times, 95-31-23, 96-13-9, and 97-20-14. When these players are 10 years separated from this, 20, 30, et cetera, how fresh are those memories for you from those games? And what do you think of, where does your mind go to when you think about that and what these young men have a chance to look forward to down the road?
Well, you remember moments of the game. You remember, you know, key plays and key drives, and you know the 5.5 minute drive in 96 down in Columbus. You know Ty Streets and you know, in his touchdown, and the fact that and when Coach Harbaugh says this is the start of something, it's not just the start of what's to come next week or what's still to be the work that's to be done this year. You look back to that 96 season, and Brian Griese comes in, and in the second half, if he doesn't have that success and maybe we don't win that game, he might not be back, and then who knows what happens in 97. That's what you talk about when you talk about a game and a win like this and a season like this. It can be the start of something special. And the legacy that Aidan Hutchinson, Hassan Haskins, what they did, the work that they did, it shows those young players, okay, this is how you have to do it if you want to be able to compete and beat Ohio State, if you want to compete and compete for Big Ten championships, compete for the college football playoffs. This is how you have to do it. And I think for a long time, those players that accomplished it today are going to look back and they're going to remember everything that happens. But I tell you what, they are going to remember the celebration, the victory formation, the crowd rushing the field, the sea of maize and blue. They're going to remember every moment of that postgame.
You know, John, I hear Indianapolis is beautiful this time of year.
Hey, I don't care where it is. Let's just let's fire up the buses. Let's get things going and get down there, because it is going to be a Lucas Oil for all Michigan fans that are right now buying tickets and getting ready to go down to Indianapolis. It is a great environment. It's a great stadium. I've watched games in there. I've played games in there. And you're going to love every bit of that trip down to Indianapolis.
Man, what a day, man. What a day.
Thing of beauty. Thing of beauty.
Man, well deserved for everyone involved, John. Great stuff. And hey, let's talk this week.
Yeah, how about that?
How about Monday night?
Yeah.
How about Monday night? We're going to have an Inside Michigan football show. It'll be 8 to 9. We'll have basketball 7 to 8. Inside Michigan football 8 to 9. And let's go get a championship.
Oh, I tell you what. And Friday, keys to the game, a little locker room speech. Don't think that one's not going to be a little fiery. Let's get this sucker going. And to all the fans out there that are trying to warm up right now, thank you. It was an unbelievable experience for those that were on the field. It was a great celebration. Everybody was looking out for each other and enjoying the moment. There's more moments to come. Go Blue.
Great stuff from John Jansen, from Jim Brandstatter, Dan Dierdorf, all the player guests, head coach Jim Harbaugh. It was a special experience. Wherever you took it in, whether it was at the big house with the snow and the cold, or somewhere all across this great country or world, I hope you enjoyed it, because so many deserved it. It had been a long time coming. And Michigan's heading to the Big Ten championship game with a win over Ohio State 42-27. That's it for this edition of In the Trenches. We've got so much to bring you over the next week. Can't wait to do it. Go Blue.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.